I'd like to ask you to go back to the book of Numbers, Numbers chapter 23. I encourage you to go home and read and study a lot about Balaam and Balak, and let me know what you think about Balaam after you finish studying all that the Word of God has to say about Balaam. I think you will probably scratch your head a few times trying to figure out just what kind of man he really was, but he certainly had some outstanding qualities. He had his failures. He had his shortcomings. So study about Balaam. I want to read tonight from Numbers chapter 23. I want to read verses 11 and 12 and then verses 25 and 26. The Word of God says, "And Balak said unto Balaam, What hast thou done unto me? I took thee to curse mine enemies, and behold, thou hast blessed them altogether. And he answered and said," that is, Balaam answered and said, "Must I not take heed to speak that which the Lord hath put in my mouth?" In other words, he's saying, I have to say whatever God puts in my mouth. I can't add to that. I can't take away from that. I can't change God's word. I can't make it pleasing to you. I have to say what the Word of God actually says. And I wish that every man of God understood that one truth, that we do not have the prerogative to change the Word of God in any way. We don't have the liberty to omit anything God's Word says, and we are not ever to add to the Word of God. When the Apostle Paul wrote to the young preacher Timothy, he told him to preach the Word. Preach the Word. That's what Balaam is saying here in essence. He's saying, "Must I not take heed to speak that which the Lord hath put in my mouth?" Then come down to verses 25 and 26. And Balak said, this is the second time that Balaam has said things that did not at all please Balak. And so he says, "And Balak said unto Balaam, Neither curse them at all, nor bless them at all." In other words, if you're not going to curse the children of Israel, don't bless them. Just be neutral in this matter. Verse 26 says, "But Balaam answered and said unto Balak, Told not I thee, saying, All that the Lord speaketh, that must I do." And I hope that God will help us tonight to pray. You remember how the Apostle Paul, in the saints, in his letter to the saints of God at Ephesus, he told them to pray that he might have utterance to speak boldly as he ought to speak. The men of God and the people of God, all the children of God, we ought to know what the Word of God has to say. The Church of Jesus Christ has been given the Word of God. And as the church, all of us have the responsibility to spread the Word of God, to say what God's Word actually says, not to say what pleases men. You remember how Peter made this statement. He says we ought to obey God rather than men. We ought to try to please God rather than men. We ought to understand that we did not write the Word of God, and we can't change or alter the Word of God. That's basically what Balaam is saying. Balaam is saying, "I'm going to have to say what God puts in my mouth, and I cannot change that. And I'm going to have to say all that God puts in my mouth. I'm going to have to speak everything that God puts in my mouth." Go with me to Deuteronomy chapter 26, if you will. In Deuteronomy chapter 26, we find that Moses is telling the children of Israel. Now, I think that there's a difference in Balaam. In other words, Balaam didn't have the written Word of God like Moses began to have written things. So I think that it was easier, in a way, it was easier for Moses to know exactly what God was saying, because he was telling him to write those things down. So when Moses was writing down all the laws of God, that I think would make it easier than what Balaam was doing. In Deuteronomy chapter 26, beginning in verse 16, the Word of God says, this day, this is Moses speaking to the children of Israel, he says, this day the Lord thy God hath commanded thee to do these statutes and judgments. Thou shalt therefore keep and do them with all thine heart and with all thy soul. Now what is the result, before I read any further, what is the result in your life if you will do the things that God has commanded you to do? When you hear the Word of God, when you read the Word of God, and you obey the Word of God, there are great blessings that come into our lives. Look at the next few verses, please, to show that when we do hear and take heed to all the Word of God, that God pours His blessings out upon us. And verse 17, he says, thou hast avouched, that means you have vowed the Lord this day to be thy God, and to walk in His ways, and to keep His statutes and His commandments and His judgments, and to hearken unto His voice. Now, was Balaam willing to say what the voice of God told him to say? Was Balaam willing to do that? At least in the passage that we read, Balaam was willing to say what the Word of God had to say. Was Moses willing to say what the Word of God came to him and that he gave then to the people of God? He was willing to tell them the Word of God. Verse 18 says, and the Lord hath avouched, in other words, the people had vowed that they would obey God. Verse 18 says, and the Lord hath avouched thee this day to be His peculiar people, as He hath promised thee, and that thou shouldest keep all His commandments, and to make thee and high, to make thee high above all nations, which He hath made in praise and in name and in honor, and that thou mayest be an holy people unto the Lord thy God, as He hath spoken. So we need to hear the Word of God. We need to be careful to speak the Word of God. We need to be mindful that all of the Word of God is applicable to us. And we need to be praying that God will help us to be doers of God's Word and not hearers only. That we are making a vow to God, we will walk in Your ways. And God is making a vow to us, when you do walk in My ways, you'll be a special people unto Me, and I'll bless you abundantly. I believe with all of my heart that the United States of America was a nation, much like the beginning of the nation of Israel, that followed God's Word and took heed to the Word of God. Didn't add to or take away from the Word of God. Joshua, whenever Joshua began to lead the children of Israel, in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8, just turn a few pages past where we're reading in Deuteronomy and look at Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8, because Joshua is giving the same basic message that Balaam stated and that Moses stated. In Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8, the Word of God says, this book of the law. Now, do you see the point that I'm trying to get across, that Balaam, God put the words in his mouth. Balaam had to pray to know what the Word of the Lord was. Balaam did not have the Word of God written down like Moses did and like Joshua did. Now, Joshua was given the Word of God, and we have been given the Word of God. We don't have to pray to God about what is the right or wrong thing to do in most of the matters in our lives. God has already given us His Word. And in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8, the Scripture says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Now, what was Balaam speaking? What did Balaam say he had to speak? He had to speak the Word of the Lord. And what is God telling Joshua? He says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. What was Joshua supposed to be teaching the children of Israel? What did Joshua speak to the children of Israel? He spoke to them the Word of God. He was faithful in declaring the Word of God. So he says, this book of the law shall be in thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Both in Deuteronomy and Joshua, God is just saying, if you'll just do what I tell you to do, you'll prosper and you'll be blessed in your life. Go with me to Ezekiel just a moment. That in the book of Ezekiel, and we looked at this in our Bible study lesson this morning in Ezekiel chapter 3. The Word of God and the laws of God, God's given us to us His Word. And it is up to us as the people of God to be even more committed than Balaam was, that we're going to speak the Word of God to other people. We're supposed to be the people of God, you and I as children of God, we as the church of Jesus Christ. We are supposed to be as a city that is set upon a hill whose light cannot be hid. The glorious light of the gospel, the Word of God, is supposed to sound forth from the church. When you're on your job and wherever you go all during the week, and people do and say things that are contrary to the Word of God, you have a responsibility to open your mouth like Balaam did and to declare what the truth is and what the Word of God actually says. Look in Ezekiel chapter 3. Ezekiel chapter 3, beginning in verse 17. The Word of God says, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Was Balaam a watchman unto the house of Israel back there? Balaam was a watchman, and did he speak the Word of God that God told him to speak? He says, Son of man, God is speaking to Ezekiel. He says, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me. What was Ezekiel supposed to be speaking? The word that God gave him. What are you supposed to be speaking? The word that God has given to you. And God, you can't speak the word of God. You can't know what to say to people if you don't study the word of God. We need to know what the word of God says. We need to know our responsibility in dealing with other people. In Ezekiel chapter 3, in verse 18, God says, When I say unto the wicked, Thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Very simply, brethren, that means that when you see a brother or sister in Christ that is erring from the Word of God, and you know that God is going to judge them, then you must speak to them about any way that they are departing from the Word of God. And if you do not, and they perish in that sin, then you are going to have their blood on your head. Now that's a frightening thing to think about. It's something that I don't think most of the children of God realize, but brethren, God has made all of us watchmen. We're supposed to watch over one another for good. In fact, on the church covenant, if you'll read the church covenant, which when you, as a member of the body, you join the church, this church covenant is something that you promise to do. In the church covenant, one of the things it says is that we will watch over each other for good, and whenever any shall go astray, either in faith or practice, that we will kindly, lovingly, and faithfully seek to save such a one from the error of his way, that he may enjoy richly the blessings of God's house and the sweet joys of salvation, and that none of God's children should be lost to the church. Now, the only way to do that is for you to talk to brothers and sisters in Christ and to be a watchman. And the only thing that you can speak to them, doesn't matter what your thoughts are. It didn't matter back there in Balaam and Balak. It didn't matter what Balaam's thoughts were. The only thing Balaam was to speak was what God said. And your thoughts and your feelings and your ideas about what's right and what's wrong, they are irrelevant. What does matter is what God says is right and wrong. And we must stand on the Word of God. There are ways, brethren, that this church is beginning to waffle on the Word of God. There are ways that we've begun to err from the Word of God. And in the coming weeks, if the Lord leaves me of the same mind, I'm going to preach very plainly and very clearly what God's Word has to say. And when I do that, I want you to understand the reason that it's being done. The reason and only reason that I will ever preach the Word of God, well, first of all, I'm called to preach the Word. But I love you. If you can show me that I'm in error in anything in God's Word, you should certainly do that. But if I'm preaching to you the Word of God, you have a responsibility not only to obey that portion of God's Word, but to reiterate to every other child of God that this is what God's Word says. And so if any child of God in this church is erring from the truth, if they're not following what God's Word says, and we're not doing anything about it, then God's going to hold the church in judgment. In verse 19, he says, "Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn from his wickedness, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. And when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die. Because thou hast not given him warning, he shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he hath done shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned, and thou hast delivered thy soul." Do you think you can save the soul of your brothers and sisters in Christ by speaking the Word of God to them? I believe that's one of the functions of the Word of God, is to save the people of God from the error of their way. God's Word is true, and it's for our good, and it's for His glory. And it is essential that we not add to the Word of God or take away from the Word of God. Let me give you one passage of Scripture in closing. Turn in your Bibles to Revelation very quickly. In Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 and 19. If the Word of God says that something is right and you try to make it wrong, then you're taking away from the Word of God. And if there's something that God's Word says is wrong, and you try to make it right, you're adding to or taking away from the Word of God. And the consequence of that is worse than when Balaam didn't say what God told him to say. In Revelation chapter 22 and verse 18, the Word of God says, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of this prophecy," the prophecy of this book, "if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book." If you read the plagues that are written in this book, you'll understand that that's a hell on earth. And then he says in verse 19, "And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book." The Apostle Paul said, "I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God." And I pray when I die that I can honestly, truthfully say, I did not hold back anything that was in God's Word. I must, like Balaam said, I must speak what God's Word says, and I must speak everything that God's Word says. May God help us to receive it as it is in truth, the Word of God and not the word of men, is my prayer for Christ's sake.